Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Says, no other foundation can no man lay except that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. How do you build on that? Each and every one has to figure that one out. So a relationship will guide you into how to build on that foundation. And a lot of Christians today just live. There's no rhyme. Sports is more important, or their work. Call, like John Hagee said, call a prayer meeting. You need hound dogs to bring them. Call a barbecue. You need traffic cops to direct the traffic. Is that how human beings are? Seems like it. We are pathetic at best, those who aren't serious with God. Anyway, for those who were here and listened to my message on the seals that were opened by the precious Lamb, and he walked up to the one that was on the seat, and he took the first seal and he opened it. I'm going to focus on the guy who wrote out on the first horse all the way through the Bible. Revelation is like a spoke, a wheel. It can start in the center and go all the way out to the end. Sometimes it doesn't, but in most cases, that's what happens. God will start a subject and go all the way to the end. And you have to fill in between what happened. And this is what I'm going to do. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And I saw the Lamb open one of the seals. Remember the hundreds of thousands of people that were around the throne where the seal was taken from, where the book that was taken from the one on the throne, it had seals, seven seals. And I heard the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse. What did the white horse do? He that sat on him had a bow, no arrows. A bow signifies something. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquering and to conquer. What was that bow? It's a sign of peace. It's not ready to use force yet. And I will now go to Daniel where it explains, and I'll use the King James Version plus the Living Bible on how the guy operated. See, everybody's afraid. Are we in the tribulation yet? No, we're not. Whatever mark you take on your hand or whatever card you take, that does signify the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast will be given only to those who willingly take it. It's not going to be a fool thing. We fool you into you. Either you take the mark of the beast or you lose your head. What will it be? You got your choice. I have made my choice already. I'm not going there. Hallelujah. I'm going to escape that awful time of persecution. It says, Daniel chapter 8 in verse 23, in the latter times when their kingdoms, when the transgressions are come to the full, the king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. What is he talking about? Remember, there were four kingdoms, the Babylonians, the Medo-Persians. They lasted for a while. Then we had the Greeks, and then we had the Romans. The Roman Catholics, they changed their name to the Roman Catholics. They are still in control of a lot of what's going on right now. They're trying to make a one world government and a one world religion. It says when their kingdom is finished, when it had reached its pinnacle of sin, God is going to shut them down, each and every one, and another one starts. But the last one, the Roman one, there's a scripture that says, he was and is not and shall be again. That means the Roman Empire were, and then they kind of became obscured, and they rose up again through this Antichrist. So we will see that. And the power shall be given, but not his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully. Sometimes I wonder what kind of words the King James Version uses. And shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. He will cause craft to prosper. Watch this. Daniel chapter 8 and verse 23-25. And through his policies also he shall cause craft to prosper in the land. Is Trudeau making craft to prosper? Hands down, everybody. There's no such a thing as Trudeau prospering Canada. Is Biden prospering the Americans? Absolutely not. He's destroying it. So it can't be those two guys. But they're working what they should do. They're trying to push the Antichrist's agenda. But it'll be pushed back. As Hitler was pushed back, so will these despots that are now in power. They will all be pushed back. They will try to bring back the mask mandate. They will try the vaccine again. But this time, many people are wised up. It's not going to fly. By peace he shall destroy many, and shall also stand up against the prince of peaces, but he shall be broken without hand. I'm going to switch to the Living New Testament and read it in our language on what the Antichrist will do. It says, at the end of their rule, when their sin is at its height, a fierce king and a master of intrigue will rise to power. At the end of those rules, a fierce king will rise. He'll be one person. By the end, that'll be three. It'll be the devil, the Antichrist, and the image of the beast, which today could very well be this smart intelligence they're coming up with. So keep your ears, your eyes opening. You may see it coming into being, where we will witness some of that stuff. He will become very strong, but not his own power. He will cause a shocking amount of destruction and succeed in everything he does. He will destroy powerful leaders and devastate who? The holy people. Anybody who becomes a Christian during the tribulation, there's gonna be destruction left and right. There's a scripture that says if Daniel will pray for them, God will not listen. They will have to carry their own iniquity, repent of it, and turn to God. No amount of prayer from anybody will change nothing. So each and every person has to make that decision for himself. It's not going to be a mother making a decision for her daughter or a father for her son. Each and every one will have to make that decision. And he will be a master at deception, and he will become arrogant. He will destroy many without warning. He will even take on, listen to this idiot, he will even take on the prince of princes in battle, but he will be broken through, though not by the human power. Jesus is coming back, and the Antichrist with his hordes will try to stop him. Very, very interesting. Why would somebody that is created trying to take on his creator? He's got not too much time left. That's his only hope he's got. He'll try to take on the prince of princes. Now listen what happens here. This is what I like. And I saw heaven open, and behold the white horse. There's animals in heaven. If you got horses, they'll be there. Hallelujah. I used to tease my wife on this, and she doesn't quite agree. And I tell her, listen, I like horses, they'll be there. I like dogs, they'll be there. I don't know if cats will be, but horses and dogs for sure. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteous he does judge and make war. And his eyes were a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written which no man knew but himself. So he's coming out of heaven on a white horse. Who's riding with him? It's not written down here. I didn't put it in on purpose. Who's coming back with this Jesus? The church of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ. It's not the bride of Christ anymore. It's the wife of Christ. You remember, they had 7 years of having a celebration of getting married to the bridegroom. It's gonna be awesome. Read these things and you will see what's in store for us. It's almost unbelievable what's in store for us. And it says in Revelation 19, verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword with which he will smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. The Bible teaches that the blood will flow to the horses' bridles, and it'll flow for 200 miles. That's how many people will die when Jesus comes back. It is written. I didn't write it. It is written, and that's what's going to happen. He threaded the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God. God will be fierce. He'll not come riding down from heaven on a donkey That's for sure. He will have a white war horse. And hallelujah, we will be riding those horses with him. And he, it says, the fierceness of his wrath of the Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. What? Let's read it together. It's up here. Where is it? King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Let's do it again. King of kings, Lord of lords. One more time, loud now. I want to hear you. My hearing isn't that good. So give me a shout. King of kings, Lord of lords. Hallelujah. That's our God. And guess what? We will be part of him. We're going with him. We're going to spend our eternity rejoicing with the one who saved us at the cross. Young people, do you want this Jesus? Just say yes. You want this Jesus? There's one who's shaking his head. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I'm looking through the crowd. How many want this Jesus? How many's got this Jesus? All of them pretty well. Hallelujah. Honor him. Honor him. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid. But if you build on that foundation, on this Christ, with wood, hay, or stubble, you shall suffer loss. Not your salvation, but you will suffer losing crowns, losing power. But if you build with gold, silver, and what else is there? Precious stones. That means the good things in heaven. God will reward you with that. And if God says we should honor him, work for him, he knows something that we don't know, which our understanding cannot comprehend. So give your life and heart to this Lord. And let me tell you, as you get older, the Bible says, seek the Lord in your youth. And when you're old, you'll have him. So put your heart into his heart. Put your hand into his hand. And God will lead you for the rest of eternity. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
With him, yet I love. Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.